Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4SEASONS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rich, yesterday, Governor Hochul in her budget proposal proposed a ban on student cell use bell to bell. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I know that cell phones in the classroom have been a bit of a problem for teachers, in particular when it comes to doing their job, to teaching, and for students in terms of not only distractions, but it can be poses a safety issue as well.
How can it become a safety issue?
Well, a number of reasons. I mean, we've had there's countless instances of bullying that takes place. There are times when students might use their phones to communicate with one another to organize, and at times instances of violence. It creates a big problem when you're trying to do your job as in teaching and learning goes. Cell phones present more of a temptation and a distraction and a hindrance to that process.
How tough is it for a teacher, especially in Buffalo schools, to tell a student to put the phone down or try to confiscate that phone?
Well, there's a number of things that go into that. I mean, obviously, a big part of teaching is forging relationships with the kids. When you're dealing with children, that's how this job is different than a lot of other jobs. I mean, if I'm a carpenter and I'm having a hard time manipulating a piece of lumber, it's a little bit easier to work that into place. Children, though, are individuals. They're people. They're not numbers. And they're not things. And so that that may present a challenge, just like parenting. So you have to have a relationship with the kids. But even that doesn't necessarily mean that a kid's going to comply with a directive from a teacher or an administrator or any staff member in the building when it comes to even a simple request such as put away your cell phone. So the teachers will do that, but it doesn't mean that it's always going to happen. I mean, a teacher is not a magician. And so it requires the efforts of not only the teachers, but the parents, administrative staff, district officials. It requires all these things whenever you're doing anything in a school. And it sounds like I'm kind of turning this into something bigger. But this issue of cell phones is just one component to, I think, a bigger conversation.
What's been the consensus of the rank and file when it comes to a proposed ban on cell phone use in Buffalo schools?
Well, I'm sure there are some people, like even I, as a teacher in a classroom, would find instances where having that cell phone can be very useful. But I think the general consensus is that it is more problematic having cell phones in the classroom, especially having been a teacher who's taught in an environment prior to cell phones and to where we are now. I think the general consensus is that not having them present would hopefully lend to more fulfilling instruction. Hopefully more student learning could occur without these distractions. Bullying is a real problem too. I mean, Tom, when you and I were younger, if you suffered any bullying, then generally that would end when the bell rang and you went home. But it is a 24/7 thing now, and there have been some horrific instances that have led to some very tragic outcomes with regard to the type of bullying, the cyberbullying that can occur just via the use of a simple cell phone that most of us are carrying. I'm speaking to you right now from.
And how hopeful are you that this gets passed?
I'm hopeful that it gets passed. There's no silver bullet to this thing. They're still managing that. They're actually enforcing something like that. How does that happen? Teaching is something, and education is something that requires, it's that whole notion of if it takes a village, and it really does. You have to be able to work with, you know, parents, administration, district officials, in this case, legislators. But again, parents, teachers, administrators, you have to at least have that piece working. And I don't know that it always does work, and it's one of the things that I'm trying to do, and my administration is trying to do, and our teachers is try to bring folks to the table to collaborate and work together, because I think everybody has a tendency to point the finger in all directions, but back at themselves. If you're pointing one finger someplace else, the other's got to be pointing at yourself. And now you have a more complete idea of what the problem might be and who to involve in trying to fix it.